The opinions expressed in this podcast are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening.
Rise and shine. It's time to talk. Love K-pop? Addicted to Asian dramas? Can't stop watching fan edits? Us too. And we're ready to serve up the ultimate fangirl fix on it. Whether we're spilling tea about your bias or ranking our faves, we're ready to dive into everything Asian media and all of the above. It's always fun, cozy, and the perfect amount of chaotic in this fangirl frenzy. Tune in to Rise and Shine on spiritalive.ca. New episodes weekly. Welcome to the first episode of Rise and Shine with Jian and Logan.
Yay!
Okay.
So the pick for episode one, we're just getting right into it. This is the orientation slash introduction episode. So Rise and Shine is all about Asian media and mostly K-pop. So we're going to be talking about K-pop today, how we got into K-pop, our experiences of how it was before versus now, and the impact on our lifestyle.
Do you want to share first? Or do you
you can go first.
Okay. I think I got into K-pop in grade 6. It was so crazy because in grade 5, I went through a phase of Vine stars. Do you know MegCon?
No.
Back in the Musical.ly days.
Okay.
Like those popular guys. Yeah. I was really into them. Then all of a sudden, like me and my friend just switched to K-pop. I think the first song that I liked was Overdose.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Me too.
That's crazy, okay.
Honestly, I don't think it even came out that year, but like EXO was pretty popular back then, no? Like 2015-ish?
Yes.
Yeah.
So but, grade 6?
Yeah.
What year was that though?
Either maybe 2016 or 2017. Something like that.
It's pretty
recent. Maybe 2016.
So 9 years ago?
But the first group I ever started to like stan actually was BTS. Because it was during their run, I Need You era. That was like my favorite era. I think the thing that made me like them was their music videos. Because honestly, when I watched the Overdose music video, I wasn't even really listening to the song. I feel like the song was like overwhelming for a first listen.
Yeah.
Especially if you never listened to K-pop before. But they like look cool. And their dancing is so good. So I was like, oh my gosh, they're so cute. And they're so good at dancing. Yeah. And then I feel like my music taste wasn't really even established at that point. So that was kind of an intro into like finding my music taste. Yeah.
What about I guess you? It's my turn. I'd like to say I'm an OG K-pop fan, but not really because I got into it when third gen was just like starting. So the end of 2013.
That's like really early.
That's really long ago.
Yeah.
But I didn't like K-pop at first. Like I didn't have particular music taste back then. And I was like going for a mysterious vibe. So I didn't like anything at all. And I think it was at that time that people started liking One Direction as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I was the only one in my class who didn't really listen to them. And do you know Meet Your Garden?
The drama?
Yeah, so it was the 10th anniversary for it. So they started broadcasting it on TV stations again. And I got so hooked that I started watching all the versions. So Korean version, Boys Over Flowers, and the Japanese version of it. So when I got into the Boys Over Flowers part, I think that's when it started.
Oh my gosh, that was like one of the first dramas that I really liked too.
Yeah, it started there. And after that, I started watching other K-dramas. I think it was You're Beautiful. It's a really, really old drama.
But I don't think I know it.
It's really cringe when I think about it now, but this is basically it.
Oh, so, I've never heard of it.
Okay. But in this drama, there's a fictional K-pop band and they're called Angel. And this band in the drama, I remember liking Jeremy the most, and Jeremy was played by Lee Hong-ki of FT Island.
Oh, is he the one in Boys Over Flowers?
No.
Oh, never mind. No. Wait, not the long-haired guy? The second male lead?
No, but they do look similar. I guess it's because of the hairstyle.
Maybe.
Yeah, but it was because of that guy. And I was like, whoa, his voice is so cool. I started listening to FT Island songs. And then I remember like my friend talking to me about getting me into K-pop because she was an OG K-pop fan. She likes Super Junior. And because of me liking that drama, I revisited what she showed me before, and it was EXO. So I became such a huge EXO fan, also Girls' Generation fan. I even built a fan site for them.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, but it's all deleted now.
Oh, I would have wanted to see.
I don't even remember, but I know it was an Instagram account and I was just posting updates about Girls' Generation. So I got into it 2013, 2014. First song I liked was all FT Island songs, and the other ones would be EXO, Overdose, and Girl.
Who is your first ever bias? Like, okay, ultimate bias?
In Girls' Generation, it was Taeyeon. And I never really knew that it was her until I saw Girls' Generation in person at a concert. And I was just like drawn to Taeyeon at
that
time.
Oh my gosh, you went to a Girls' Generation concert?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But it wasn't like their solo concert. You know how they join with other K-pop groups?
Oh, like a SM Taeyeon type of thing?
Yeah, that. But they only had Super Junior, Red Velvet, Girls' Generation, and another K-pop group at that time. And I remember liking her so much that I started listening to all her OSTs. For EXO, my first bias was Sehun.
Really?
Yeah. It lasted for, I'd say, a year. Mm. And then I switched to Baekhyun. And it's now, like, I'm a loyal Baekhyun stan. Who's your, like, bias, though? First bias.
I think, like, when I only knew EXO, but I wasn't like a really big fan. Like, I wasn't like too deep into it yet. I would listen to them occasionally, but then I wouldn't know any of the members' names besides like the ones that I like, you know?
Yeah.
But then I'd say since BTS was the first group that I actually started to stan, I think V has always been like my ultimate bias. But then I started listening to other groups, so changed around. But he was definitely one of the first ones, and Baekhyun. And I used to think that they look alike.
Yeah, you know? I was about to say.
Yeah,
I was,
you know, about that, to say. Back in like third gen, like prime, yeah, everyone would post like the picture of them that looks like they're like brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that exact pose though. I think they were holding up the V sign.
Yeah. It's like literally like the pose is the exact same.
Before BTS was big, I started liking them because they were more of like a manly type of K-pop group.
BTS?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before they switched to kind of like bubble pop.
I liked their older eras too.
Me too. But yeah, I remember I liked V just because he looked like Baekhyun. I think it's kind of crazy as well because that was 2014. So when I started liking EXO, it was such a messy time for them as well.
Oh.
Are you aware of everything that happened in 2014?
I'm not even a really deep like EXO fan.
Okay. But for context, when I entered the EXO fandom, XOL fandom, the year 2014, it was a year that members were leaving.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, members were leaving. And then Baekhyun was one of the most popular members at that time. And he got into a dating scandal with Girls' Generation Taeyeon. So everyone was leaving the fandom and I was just like going.
They actually did date though, right?
They did.
Yeah.
Like, people are saying it's just fake, just to cover something up about Jessica leaving SM, but I don't think it was fake.
When I heard about the scandal, I thought it was cute though.
So true.
They're both of them are main vocals and I was like, oh my gosh, that's such a power couple.
I know. And I feel like I kind of saw it coming as well, because they were very close during SM Town concerts. And I honestly don't blame Taeyeon, because Baekhyun was just like so charming. But for anyone who doesn't know how big it was before, they basically had to apologize at the airport for dating each other.
At the airport is crazy.
Yeah. Girls' Generation, I remember, had a flight. And the fans were kind of like making remarks about Taeyeon during that situation. And Taeyeon had to approach one of the fans and then she was like, I'm sorry for blah, blah, blah. I think it became such a big issue back then because she was the one who mostly got attacked and not Baekhyun.
I feel like it's always like that. Yeah. I mean, I think now it's kind of like more equal, but I feel like the girl always gets attacked. You know, oh my gosh, do you know the scandal with Karina and that one actor? Yeah. I forgot his name. I swear like no one hated on him. It was just Karina.
That's so true. But also I feel like it's because whoever is a little bit more popular, they kind of get the bigger hit. But at that time, EXO was already like monster rookies, like as they call it. But Girls' Generation was also still at their peak. So Taeyeon being one of the most popular members and then she's like dating a rookie kind of probably made no sense to the massive fanboys.
But also they're from the same company. And I feel like back then, for those who are listening that don't know, K-pop entertainment companies, they have a training period where they like train all their idols before they make their debut. And back in the second gen, third gen, even like 2014, the training period was really long. So I feel like they would have known each other for such a long time, even before they debuted, because he would have been, didn't EXO train for 10 years?
Okay, EXO trained for a long time, but Baekhyun joined 2 months.
Oh,
2 months never before. Mind. So he was really new, because my boy is very talented. That's why he got in without much training. But I think before Baekhyun got into SM, he was already a very big Sonyeosde fan.
Ooh, so that's why people were angry.
Yeah, I feel like for people who don't know how big it was before, maybe if you can think about it, it's like Blackpink Jennie probably dating maybe a Cordis member. Maybe that.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like the popularity gap is kind of like that.
What is their age difference though?
But like, not the age difference.
Oh, okay, because I was about to say.
Low-key illegal. But yeah, the age difference for Baekhyun and Taeyeon, I think it's just 2 years or 3 years.
Oh.
And they were both adults at that time, so.
The whole time I thought it was like 5+ years.
People were just making out to be like that because they were mad because Baekhyun wasn't dating them. But yeah, I don't believe it was fake. And even when they announced their breakup, I still think they were still dating for some time. Maybe not now, but definitely before.
So
the opinions expressed in this podcast are individual
and are not necessarily representative K-pop culture, I guess, where they have like this thing called the top three or top big three, which is the top three like entertainment companies. And I feel like for most K-pop fans, usually they fall under one company mostly and stand like those groups all from the same company. So what do you think was like has always been your top company in the big three? There's like, I guess now, like, I think YG kind of fell out.
Okay, I kind of agree.
Because, like, I don't know, back then, I think when we first got into K-pop, it was always SM, YG, and JYP. Yeah. But now I feel like it's SM, JYP, and, like, HYBE. But anyways, like, back then, when it was the original three.
I feel I've always been an SM stan.
Like, me too.
Pink blood SM. So I think there's an SM curse as well, because you know how there are a lot of C dramas?
Yeah.
So I rarely watch C-dramas, so outside of K-dramas, I never really watch other dramas. But whenever I do get hooked into like a C-drama, it's because I really, really like the male lead. Mm. And then I start researching about them, and then they always reveal that, oh, I was an SM trainee before.
Oh, really?
It always happens to me. And I'm like, wait, I think I'm attracted to people from SM.
SM is known for having the top visuals. Like,
that's true.
They always recruit the best looking people.
Yeah.
They have this look about them, especially the girl groups.
Yeah, they look AI. Also for like boys, I think they tend to go for someone who looks like NCT Taeyong. Very cartoon. But back then, the three major companies, SM, JYP, and YG, they had very distinct styles to them.
Yeah.
And I think I was drawn to SM just because they look so K-pop royalty in a way.
Also, their music styles was like very distinct.
Yeah.
Especially before.
And before, visuals weren't like a big thing in K-pop yet, except for SM. So they really stood out, especially when people would start comparing them to the JYP family or YG family. Mm-hmm. They were the best looking, I'd say.
Yeah. I feel like out of my friends that were also into K-pop back then, my friends that listened to rap mostly liked YG too, because back then YG's like style and their like stage outfits and everything was so hip-hop influenced.
It was like a gangster
type, especially the boy groups like Icon and I guess Big Bang.
I love Icon.
Okay, their drama is a whole other episode. Yeah. But I feel like they always were like all black and they always had chains and basketball jerseys. Yeah,
like, have you ever watched one of those, I think it was JYP versus YG type of survival show.
It's like Icon and GOT7. Is it GOT7?
Yes, GOT7.
Yeah.
I love those shows. Like, it was fun to see how contrasting the trainees were.
Yeah, I love watching those. I wish they made more of those these days. Now everyone is so just, they don't interact.
They look the same.
Yeah, they look the same. And I feel like the fans get so much more angry now whenever like groups interact if they're not like from the same company.
But also compared to, there was a certain period where they literally don't interact at all, but now I feel like it's getting better.
Oh yeah, true.
The fifth gen coming up, I feel like all fifth gen, they're a little bit more extroverted,
Yeah.
So they interact now.
I think like fourth gen is the most.
Yeah. When they were starting.
Yeah. But I don't know. I was Zem at first. And then when I started to get really into K-pop, but still kind of in the beginning, I was a big JYP fan. I love GOT7 used to be one of my like ultimate like top groups. So
GOT7 is another whole like,
oh my gosh,
lore.
Yeah.
I feel like they have the one of the craziest lores in K-pop, and it's not even like a proper lore, but like
I know
they're always like, fighting.
Yeah.
It's like kind of funny.
I don't know. I like them because I feel like they're one of the groups back then that isn't afraid to just say whatever.
True.
Like they're very unfiltered.
Even up till now.
Yeah.
But especially after they left JYP, they're so much more vocal about it, which is crazy.
Especially Jackson, which is like a whole
Bam
other.
Bam.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Those two are always like a duo.
They could have like their own episodes for us to talk
That's
on.
True. Impact on lifestyle.
Back then, the K-pop fandom and K-pop culture went through like waves of aesthetics together. My favorite era was when all the, at least like the girl fans, went through the strawberry milk phase.
Strawberry milk phase?
Do you know what
I
I'm
feel like
about?
I was kind of not from that era.
Oh, maybe like during third gen, there was like a lot of people that had the aesthetic of like pink pastel, like
peach milk,
strawberry milk, like that type of aesthetic. And the photo collages that they put on their Pinterest or whatever would all have this pink tinge to it and stuff and be like very low saturation.
Do you have photos of yourself?
Oh my gosh.
In that era.
I don't think I have photos of myself, but.
Oh my God. I remember everything so differently. I have like a dark history with how I was styled as a new K-pop. It was crazy.
I feel like I tried to be very, I don't even know how to say it. Like very cutesy.
Okay, makes sense.
Yeah. I think I wanted to be like Red Velvet before they moved to Psycho and stuff. More Russian Roulette.
Their ice time. Cream cake.
Yeah, ice cream cake and Russian Roulette and stuff like that.
Makes sense. If you entered K-pop 2015, 2016, Red Velvet would probably be your kind of inspo. But for those who entered K-pop like 2013, 2014, okay, this is kind of like traumatizing, but I'm going to show you a picture. I feel like the aesthetic before was to kind of dress like your idol. So, you know, the black cloth, like, so that was like
a
thing.
I had those too.
I would wear them. I would wear them at airports and feel like I was a idol. It was crazy.
Oh, I feel like everyone had the ones that were like, they'd say the group in the front, right? Yeah, the group logo.
That's so embarrassing. That's so embarrassing now that I think about it. But that was like a thing before. Like it was considered cool.
Actually, I think I went through that before I moved to the Red Velvet Inns.
But let me show you like something. I feel like it was very YG style in a way. Oh my God. Oh my gosh. Okay, so this is.
Oh my God.
Wait, the bucket hat.
It's kind of cute. Oh,
no,
it's that specific one with the HB.
The HB.
Yeah.
It's very popular before.
Does it have the name on the back of your? Yeah, HBA was like.
It was so popular.
Oh my gosh, it was so popular.
Like BTS, you would often see them wearing it, or EXO members.
Yeah.
It was their airport fashion in a way.
Or their like dance practice outfits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because I wanted to be similar to them, I would wear those type of clothings as well. And my hair was so freaking ugly at that time. If you saw it, it was bobbed and bleached. It was the craziest moment of my life. I would never go back to that hairstyle again.
Oh my gosh, speaking of that era in K-pop fashion, I literally own this black sweaters. They kind of look like jerseys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they say your bias's name on the back and then like the year that they're born. I would literally make my dad drive me to Pacific Mall and then there'd be this like guy that prints shirts in the back of the food court. I would go there like once a month and get a new shirt with like a new bias on it. Or every time my bias would switch, I'd be like, I have to go get their shirt. I have
But that was like later on after K-pop. I feel like the first phase for me was denial.
Me too.
When people would ask me like, oh, you listen to K-pop? You like K-pop? I would be, oh, I listen to it sometimes, but not every time. Even though in private, I was like digging that genre so much. I would try to hide it because people were kind of judgmental when you tell them you like K-pop.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't as accepted as it is now, which is kind of weird.
Yeah, but I feel like other types of Asian, like music and fashion or media or anything was not even that popular even until the past like maybe 3 years.
But you could also account it to how K-pop was styled before.
Very... Yeah, it was very different from like Western pop culture. So I guess I can see why. People just like, probably weren't used to it and they've never yeah. like...
It was very like, foreign.
I feel like now the way idols are styled and even their music is a lot more similar to Western pop.
True.
Which I feel like it's kind of easier to segue yeah. into it now.
I'm glad that it's grown to how it is now, but also I miss how it was before, how the community was kind of like smaller, but it felt more yeah. intimate. And also
there was a more of a distinct sound before. Like even true. Though different companies had different styles to them and what they produce, you could always tell it's a K-pop song. Like
true. I miss K-pop costumes. You would think about Girls' Generation and you'd think about the outfits they had when they were performing their songs.
Yeah.
I love that so much. It was just so branded before.
Yeah. Now a lot of the outfits are like really similar. Like
casual.
I also miss how different girl groups were because I don't know, AOA for example.
I love AOA.
Yeah.
I love AOA.
Their style was so like sexy.
Feminine?
Yeah.
I love them. I honestly, I think it was my joy before to watch AOA idol reactions. Just because
oh
they were
everyone
so...
Everyone loved AOA.
Yeah. And I was like, I imagine myself dancing to those songs.
Me
because
too.
I love them so much. But I think that was a thing too, where girl groups before, they were leaning towards being like sexy and feminine. And now it's more girl crush or
yeah,
Y2K sister.
Oh yeah, yes. Oh my gosh. There's no groups that are like them now. I feel like the closest thing was Kiss of Life.
But we don't talk about that. But anyways.
Yeah, yeah, anyways. Like Kiss of Life, the way they were like put out though, their aesthetic was like the closest thing to Sistar.
True. I was so looking forward to them after Sticky.
Me too. And then
I was like, finally, like, but now. Anyways.
Yeah, anyways.
Anyways.
But speaking of how it was back then, I don't know if you ever watched the show We Got Married.
Oh my god.
I love We Got Married. Basically, it's...
Who's your favorite couple there, though? If you say the same thing as me, I swear.
Okay, I have two. Oh wait, should we explain what We Got Married is?
Okay, yeah.
Oh yeah, We Got Married is this show where they get two idols, like a guy and a girl, and they pretend they got married for like, how long is it? Like a month?
I think so. I think it's different for every couple.
But yeah, they pretend that they're a couple and they get married, and then they even have fake vows, and yeah. which is so heartbreaking for me to watch. Yeah.
Wait, it was actually everything though. They would have this episode where they would build the house together or
yeah,
decorate it together.
They would do everything like a freshly married couple would do. They'll live together, cook together, wash up together.
And if they were in groups, there would be an episode about them meeting
oh,
each
yeah.
other's groups.
They would have like their groomsmen and their bridesmaids as their group members, and they would go have like a bonding experience together.
Which is
meeting each other's friends. Which
if
is
you
like,
think about it now, anyone who was featured in We Got Married would be kind of like the top idols at that time. So that would be crazy though.
Yeah.
That's impossible.
That would be crazy. But anyways, my top two was Taekyun.
Oh. Okay.
And I forgot her name, but I think she's a Taiwanese idol or actress. And then Taemin. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, and Joy.
I feel like they have one of the biggest fandoms. Joy and Songjae. But Taemin and Nayeon at that time, it coincided with when I entered K-pop, so I watched them. But I remember not liking A-Pink because they were paired a lot with EXO members and I was a little bit immature and I was like, I don't like them. But yeah. My favorite, this is really, really old. If you know Girls' Generation, Soyeon and CN Blue, they were also paired together.
Oh. Yeah, I don't think I watched them because I like Girls' Generation, but I was never like a like deep fan. And then like I knew CN Blue, but I didn't really know the members.
But do you know their We Got Married pairing or not really?
No, like I didn't even watch it.
Oh my god. But yeah, when I watched it, it felt so real. Mm. Maybe it's just me, or I feel like they were one of the most likely couples that would have been real. Outside of like cameras, they could have dated. Or maybe it's me being delusional, but I feel like they dated just because it became so big that, you know, the end of year concerts, they invited the couple to perform the song they made for We Got Married, and fans were kind of like going crazy over them. But yeah, I like We Got Married. Okay.
Okay.
See you in part 2.